Kenilworth Castle in the center of King Arthur's England. Millie, excuse me. Lady Millie has just been knighted and now is going to attempt the leap, which is... Oh dear. She has to attempt to jump onto her horse while fully armed and armored.
Well, Millie, are you ready?
Do I really have to do this, Lady Zan?
No, you don't have to, Millie. You have already been knighted. This is more of a fun tradition than a requirement.
Then maybe I'll...
So, Lady Millie, are you ready for the leap?
Leap! Sure, Lady Adriana.
Then let's see it, young lady.
Now, I'm sure that you lovely listeners are just waiting with anticipation to see Lady Millie land or miss her first leap. So let's listen in to hear her stick her landing.
Okay, Millie, you've got this. It's just a simple jump. Into the saddle. In full armor.
Looks like she has a good running start. I remember my own leap. Oh, to be young again.
I don't think we ever forget our first leap. I felt like I was flying. I was so proud to make it as well. And there she goes. Oh, she should lean more to the left.
Too far left! Lean right!
No, too far right, Lady. Lean left!
You can do it, Millie!
You've got this. No, yo,
good
straight
job.
On. No, you're fine. Go, keep going.
Oh, yes! Yeah.
With the knighting ceremony over, Lady Adriana gives out assignments to her knights the next morning. It is spring, and the roads have been opened now that the winter weather has cleared, so the knights are no longer castle-bound. Everyone has received their assignments, except for the newly knighted Lady Millie.
Now, Millie, I know that you have been waiting a long time for your first assignment as a knight, but I do hope that Xantippe has ensured you haven't gotten your hopes too high.
I have done my best, my lady.
Please be a quest, please be a quest, please be a quest.
Yes, I can see that. Well, as you know, being a group of female knights, we have had the odd incursion trying to take advantage of our not being real knights. So I'm going to need you to
defeat the invading bandits!
Well, if there are any.
Ugh, a boring patrol? This is my first job as a knight?
You know as well as I do that we have to protect the land Our Lady oversees.
I know, but I wanted to go fight a dragon or a giant.
You were my squire for 6 years. How many giants and dragons did I fight in all that time?
None.
I'm sorry, what was that?
None.
So why would your first quest have something like that?
Because I'm going to be a legendary knight, the first female knight of the Round Table. I'm going to sit in at Siege Perilous.
Yes, Millie, of course you are. Now, about our patrol route.
Excuse me for breaking in here, but I thought you'd like a little explanation on what the Siege Perilous is. You see, there is a seat at the Round Table that has been reserved by Merlin for the knight who would one day be successful in the quest for the Holy Grail. Anyone who sits there before the appropriate knight arrives...
Look! A knight is guarding that bridge! Can we go joust him, Lady Zan? Please?
Well, that bridge does take us farther on our patrol, so I think we have no choice.
Yay!
It was actually fairly common for knights to guard bridges or crossroads and joust all comers. They could be proving their worth to a lady, doing penance for some past deed, or simply for the love of combat.
Like a bridge over...
Greetings, Sir Knight. It seems that you have set up camp at the bridge on Our Lady's lands.
Yeah, I have. My lord told me to go and guard the bridge, fighting all of those who wish to cross.
Or it could be that their lord just wanted to get rid of them for a while.
Yay! Jousting!
Shush, Millie. Your lord? Would that be one of the lords of Werensis?
No, my lord is the forester in Dorset.
Dorset? Isn't that way down south along the coast?
Yeah, my lord said to go to the center of Lowgrace to face the best knights.
I'm sure he did. Well, if you'll give us a moment, we'll get ready to joust with you.
You? You're women. Women don't joust, only knights do.
We are knights. We're from Kenilworth Castle.
I can fight women. What would my mother say?
I guess you're just afraid of being beat by a mere woman.
Afraid? Never. When this is over, I will hear your lamentation.
Yay! I get to joust!
Not so fast, Millie. Rules state that the lead knight jousts first.
But I wanted to try my first joust of combat.
Come on, good stalling.
Will Xantippe win the joust? Or will Millie have to step in and defend their honor? Stay tuned for the next exciting chapter.
Odd's blood, Millie. You're a knight now. Please stop whining. Right then, let's show this gentleman how we joust at Kenilworth.
You've been listening to Queen of the Knights, an Arthurian chapter story, written by Eugene R. Hendricks and Amy Riddle, directed by Eugene R. Hendricks. Narrator by Tim Price. Xantippe by Femi London. Millie by Amy Riddle. Altman by Bill Robinson. And Lady Adriana by Nicole Tomty. Ending theme? Almost Fall by Bulletproof Audio Endeavors. This production, characters, and storyline are copyright 2023 Azir Voices, LLC. All rights reserved.